You'll hear five short extracts in which teenagers are talking about what's called a survival course, where they learnt the skills you need to live in a forest. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H how each speaker felt during the course. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
I spent 3 days with some students in my class at a place in a forest where they teach you how to survive in the wild. We learned how to make an open fire. It was great they allowed us to do that. Everything was done in groups, which makes sense, I suppose. I was with people who had very different ideas from me, though we got on well. I really fancied going fishing, but our group never got round to doing that, which I was quite upset about, actually. We did spend a whole day building a shelter out of branches and leaves. It was really hard work, but we slept in it too, which was great fun.
Speaker 2.
My class went away for a weekend to learn skills we'd need if we ever got lost in a rainforest or something like that. For example, our instructor showed us how to purify river water and make it drinkable by pouring it through a cloth. We did it very carefully, but the water still looked a strange colour. I did drink some, even though I was quite worried it might make me sick. Before we went, I thought we might struggle on the course because we had to work in groups, and some kids in my class don't really get on. But we made a good fire. My friend Joe eventually managed to light it by knocking two stones together. He was so proud of that.
Speaker 3.
I signed up for the survival skills course. My friends were going and I was excited to be able to spend some time with them. But the weather was terrible and I was miserable because I ended up getting a cold. The instructor said it was too wet to make fires, but we did other things. One day she took us on a long walk through the forest and then left us to find our way back. Luckily, one of the boys in the group worked out a route back through the forest to the campsite. It was really hard and I don't know how he did it. I'd never been in a situation like that before, and to be honest, it wasn't the best thing I'd ever done.
Speaker 4.
I thought doing the survival skills course with a group of friends from school would be something I'd really enjoy. I ended up learning a lot too. It didn't start very well because I had a bad headache the first day, but fortunately it went away. We did lots of different activities. For example, our instructor showed us things in the forest that you can eat, and he also taught us how to use natural materials to make things. I struggled with that, though. I mean, we spent a whole day carving wood, and my friends made three different tools, but I only made one simple spoon, which was very annoying, and I did feel a bit upset about it. But everything else was great.
Speaker 5.
I really appreciated the survival skills weekend. The activities were in groups and we did different things, like learning how to live off nature, what plants you can eat, and which would make you sick if you tried them. One afternoon we had a race in groups to make a raft out of tree trunks. Then we had to use it to get from one side of a river to the other. I'd never done anything like that before and it did seem a bit strange, but I was really glad they gave me the chance to have a go. We didn't get to track wild animals, which was something our instructor promised we'd do. But I didn't mind, because I'll definitely go back there again.
Now you'll hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
I spent 3 days with some students in my class at a place in a forest where they teach you how to survive in the wild. We learned how to make an open fire. It was great they allowed us to do that. Everything was done in groups, which makes sense, I suppose. I was with people who had very different ideas from me, though we got on well. I really fancied going fishing, but our group never got round to doing that, which I was quite upset about, actually. We did spend a whole day building a shelter out of branches and leaves. It was really hard work, but we slept in it too, which was great fun.
Speaker 2.
My class went away for a weekend to learn skills we'd need if we ever got lost in a rainforest or something like that. For example, our instructor showed us how to purify river water and make it drinkable by pouring it through a cloth. We did it very carefully, but the water still looked a strange colour. I did drink some, even though I was quite worried it might make me sick. Before we went, I thought we might struggle on the course because we had to work in groups, and some kids in my class don't really get on. But we made a good fire. My friend Joe eventually managed to light it by knocking two stones together. He was so proud of that.
Speaker 3.
I signed up for the survival skills course. My friends were going and I was excited to be able to spend some time with them. But the weather was terrible and I was miserable because I ended up getting a cold. The instructor said it was too wet to make fires, but we did other things. One day she took us on a long walk through the forest and then left us to find our way back. Luckily, one of the boys in the group worked out a route back through the forest to the campsite. It was really hard and I don't know how he did it. I'd never been in a situation like that before, and to be honest, it wasn't the best thing I'd ever done.
Speaker 4.
I thought doing the survival skills course with a group of friends from school would be something I'd really enjoy. I ended up learning a lot too. It didn't start very well because I had a bad headache the first day, but fortunately it went away. We did lots of different activities. For example, our instructor showed us things in the forest that you can eat, and he also taught us how to use natural materials to make things. I struggled with that, though. I mean, we spent a whole day carving wood, and my friends made three different tools, but I only made one simple spoon, which was very annoying, and I did feel a bit upset about it. But everything else was great.
Speaker 5.
I really appreciated the survival skills weekend. The activities were in groups and we did different things like learning how to live off nature, what plants you can eat and which would make you sick if you tried them. One afternoon we had a race in groups to make a raft out of tree trunks. Then we had to use it to get from one side of a river to the other. I'd never done anything like that before and it did seem a bit strange, but I was really glad they gave me the chance to have a go. We didn't get to track wild animals, which was something our instructor promised we'd do. But I didn't mind, because I'll definitely go back there again.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.